Sermonette today, I guess, if those who like titles will be which way. Today I'd just like to look at some examples from the Bible that sort of reflect what Mr. Armstrong always kept going back to. At least I think they kind of reflect back to that way, to the two trees, or basically the two ways of life. Mr. Armstrong kept always going back to that over and over and over, and everybody used to kind of groan at times, but he always had the point that this whole life is based on those two ways. The world is the way of get, greed, competition, and yet God's way is the other way of give, show love and concern and caring about others. And you find a little of that in this world of caring and sharing, but most times it is a way of get, step on the other guy before he steps on you, and get what you can get before the other person gets it. And I just like to read an example in here, starting as, "For brethren, ye know, brethren, ye have all been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." There's God's instruction to us to love one another. But we carry on down, and "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Do you see much of that today? Not really. No, not too much. And then the next verse goes on, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." What's this world do? Consumes one another. We bite and we chew on each other and we drag each other down. And this is, I say then, walk ye in the Spirit, and ye shall not be fulfilled with the lust of the flesh. There, the example of two ways. If you live this way, is the one way, and the other way is of get, greed, and selfishness, and devour one another. And this world does devour one another. Everything in business, no matter where you go, it's try and outdo the other guy. Try and get the contract to make the most dollars and the most out of your employees for the least amount of money. And can I have a better car than he's got? Can I drive my Hummer 2 faster than he can drive his Hummer 2 or his BMW? Whichever way you want to look at it, they can wind up into get greed, step on the other guy. Now I'd like to turn to Luke 18 and verse 10. Another example. A few examples just here towards, they're all fairly close together here. There's a lot of them here in Luke that I want to look at. But Luke 18, verse 10. "The two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus of himself, I am good, I am great. Look at this other lowly scum." Is that what it says? Well, basically, thus with himself, God, thank thee that I am not of the other men. Men are extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. But he forgot to add in there that he was self-righteous, thinking that he was better than the other guy. And is he? No, because God's the only one that's good. But this person really thought he was good. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Like, look at me, I'm good. And the poor publican, though, standing afar off, would not even lift up his eyes as much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote unto his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me. And there's where we should all be. The whole world's there, but they just don't recognize it. We're here, sinners, come before God who created us all, and really, we owe everything to God, and just ask God to be merciful to us is what we need to do, because who's any better than the other one? Whether you have $5 million in the bank or whether you have 5 cents in the bank, who's better? When you die, it's what God thinks of you, how you conducted your life, of whether you had the 5 cents in the bank. If you gave and shared that 5 cents with other people, God would probably, as this sinner, he said, please be merciful to me. But the Pharisee, he was, look at me, I'm good. And you see that in the business world, that most people in this world do want to look good. And we do too. We all want to be appreciated, don't we? And we don't run around with a little flag saying, I'm a sinner, I'm a bad person, I did this, I did that. We all have our moments when we all want to look good, we want to be accepted. And the next example I'd like to go to is Luke 21, just over a few pages. Luke 21, verses 1 to 3. Find it here, Luke 21. And he took up and saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in hither two mites. Here again, same example of the person with lots trying to look good by giving. And in verse 3, and he said, "O of truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have their abundance cast into the offering of God. But she of her purity hath cast in all the living that she had." Sort of like the example of 5 cents in the bank or $5 million. If somebody gives of the $5 million, they could hardly miss it. But the person that has the few dollars in the bank gives an offering, it could be all they got. And you look at that, and it's an attitude of heart that most people don't give of, rich people don't give of their substance. That's just of the abundance. They don't really miss it. It could be a tax write-off. Whereas the poor person gives because they want to give, they want to share of what they have. And another example here, right at Christ's death, and I think this was the one that kind of started me on this, was of Luke 23:39. I was looking through some stuff and come across this, and it just sort of hit me that right here, right up to the very end of Christ's life, it was example of showing the two ways of to live. And in Luke 23:39, and he came out and getting the right chapter here. Luke 20:23 and 22 here, and 39. The one of the malefactors which were hung railed on him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, save us." That's like the world. Give us something. We want something. We deserve this. And this is what this fellow was doing, saying basically, you know, hey, get us down off here so we can carry on doing what we're doing. And the people in the world, when they get sick, they look to God as to, hey, get us out of this situation. Not that they really want to follow God, but they just want out of the situation. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Here this fellow realized that he was deserving. He was in the same boat. And, you know, it wasn't a matter of demanding here, you know, Christ to say, hey, well, here we're all in the same boat, and Christ dying for the sins of the world. They didn't realize that. But this guy was repentant. He's just, and 41. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward. This fellow realized that they were getting what they deserved for our deeds, but this man hath done nothing, which Christ did. And this person repented here and realized that, you know, that they were deserving of what they were getting, but Christ wasn't. And he said unto Jesus, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Here he's asking then Jesus Christ to forgive him. And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." They're saying he'd forgive him, and when the next waking moment that this man would, he probably will be in God's kingdom. Whereas the two of them, one was just saying, hey, I want to get out of this situation. Another was saying, hey, we deserve this. This is what we're deserving of. This is the way of life that we chose was death. But he's wise enough and sees that Christ is the righteous one, the good one, God's good, and asks for forgiveness, and Christ grants it. And that's what Christ's life was all about, was allowing and giving us the opportunity to have life. And now in closing, I'd just like to go over to Matthew 9. In Matthew 9, Matthew 9, verse 10, read 9 through or 10 through 13. Starting in verse 10. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Why doesn't he come and sit and eat with us good people? Us really nice people, those low scum people over there, what's he spending his time with them for? And could we say that, we're glad that Christ spent time with them? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth, and I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners and the repentance. So my point was, which way are we going? Are we the one that needs the physician? Do we need Jesus Christ? Is that the way we're going? That we realize we need the physician? We need that we are sick, that we do need help, that it's only through God's way and through his mercy and forgiveness that we can have life? So I just say, again, which way are you going?